West Coast 7XS at Skirvo for breakfast. Thanks to Harcourt's West Coast Queenstown. Contact number for Queenstown 64711470. And the Rosebery contact number 64734100. Now, Wild Dogs is a masterful new Australian outback thriller with an unlikely alliance between a hardened dog trapper and an Afghan refugee at its centre. The drought-ridden rangelands of Western Australia backdrop this pulse-thumping story that involves horrifying insights into the people smuggling trade. Brilliantly paced in visceral action scenes and a gripping rivalry between an old dog hunter and a rouge shooter. I have the pleasure of speaking to the author of this new thriller, Michael Trant, right now. Michael, thanks for joining us. Welcome to 7XS Breakfast.
Not a problem. Thanks for having us.
Okay, I've given a brief description there. Tell us pretty much what the book is all about.
Yeah, so it's a story about a old dog trapper. He's a bit of a loner, you know, just wandering out bush, blowing his trade. He's sort of done with the world. He's lost his wife a few years ago, and he's just basically trying to mind his own business and do a few things on the side. And he managed to uncover a people smuggling operation quite by accident and sort of rescues a Afghan refugee who's about to be shot and thrown down a deep hole. And, yeah, the two of them sort of make a reluctant pairing and set off to find the refugee, I mean, the rest of his family, and sort of adventure ensues after that.
Okay, it's a riveting read by the sound of things. Very, very relevant to today's society, I would say. What inspired you to write the book?
I wanted to write something a bit more action-y thriller. My first book, Ridgeview Station, was more about what we were doing on the sheep station at the time, and I wanted to do something more fictional and just mix it up a bit. And I read a lot of Wilbur Smith as a kid growing up, so I thought, well, what would he write if he was Australian? So something like this sounded good. And then we had over the years, a few things that happened that just sort of sat in the brain and mixed up. So there was a load of asylum seekers turned up on the Cheltenham foreshore on the WA coast, just sort of snuck in. Well, they didn't sneak in, they just turned up, no one saw them. And then, yeah, lots of different things mixed in, and just thought it'd be really good to have an old, jaded sort of Aussie outback fella paired with someone from a completely different world, and just have the two characters collide and clash and then sort of team up and, go and have some fun.
Obviously, one of the big themes of this book is the people smuggling issue, which is something we're probably not aware of in terms of how rife it is around the world, simply because it's not reported. Is it part of the intention through this book to raise more awareness of this major issue around the world?
It wasn't written with that intention, but if it does, well, yeah, great. That's a great side effect of writing the story. It was more about how someone who maybe hasn't given that a lot of thought is suddenly exposed to it. And it sort of comes a bit from when I went up and worked on mine sites in a catering team, and suddenly I was working with people from all over the world, and they sort of change your point of view on things when you start talking about a few things, you know, where they come from. I worked with a fellow from Zimbabwe who sort of escaped that country for it all before things went bad over there. So it's just really interesting listening to him and his story and how he ended up over here.
Okay, now I like how you tell the story from an Aussie outback point of view and life out on the land. You've sort of shared this already, why, but what was your main inspiration to write from that perspective?
Couple of things. Like, I know that part of the world pretty well. Like, I grew up in the Midwest of WA and spent a fair bit of time out on sheep station for a few years out there, and I just love that part of the world and try and get out there as much as I can. I'm living in Perth now, but and just the characters you meet out there, you know, these dry, very, very capable, very, very clever people, but they sort of haven't really left that area, and yeah, they're just good people to work with and hang around with, but sometimes I've got some views that you think, well, you haven't sort of spoken to someone from another point of view, so that's where that clash comes from.
Now, I've heard songwriters say that sometimes a song can take like just 2 weeks to create, or even 5 minutes. Sometimes it takes 3 months. Is it the same with writing a book like this? Did it take you a while, or was it pretty much smooth going all the way through?
No, this one took me probably a couple of years off and on. Like, I wasn't writing to a deadline, as I had free time and stuff, but I did get stuck halfway through, so I sort of sat it aside and started working on other manuscripts, and then when I'd submitted to an agent, she didn't. My agent Alex Adsett, she didn't want what I'd sent her, but she said, "What else have you got?" So I pulled this one out of the drawer, and because I didn't really think it was going to come to anything, dusted it off, gave it a bit of a polish, and sent it off. And then, yeah, next thing you know, Whirlwind is coming out in February. So,
brilliant. Right. Is the book actually available yet, Michael?
Yes, it is. It released on the 1st of February. The Holy Trinity, the e-book, audio book, and print book, they're all out, all available.
Oh, great. Excellent. We're going to give a couple of copies away of the book today and tomorrow. Just final words on how you hope the book will be received by the public?
I hope they like it for a start. if it gets them interested in the outback and going to just get in and go for a drive and have a look around, maybe come over to WA when you're allowed, that'd be great.
Yes.
But yeah, no, just have a read, and if it gets people thinking about refugees and all that, it's all the better.
Excellent. Michael Trant, thank you for your time today.
Not a problem. Thank you very much.
That's Michael Trant, author of the new thriller Wild Dogs, and I'd like to give away a copy of the book right now. First caller, 316-4711-711. That's 64711-711. 7XS.